Order. Item one, Treaty 6 land recognition. We would like to acknowledge that this meeting of the Students Association of McEwen University is taking place on the traditional territories of the people of Treaty 6 region in central Alberta. Students Association of McEwen University is situated in the center of what we call the City of Edmonton, which is called the Miskwichi Waskaigan or Beaver Hill House in Nehiyawuin. This is the traditional home of the Nehiya and Michif, a meeting place for many Indigenous peoples, including the Ngawe, Siksika, Nakota Sioux, and other nations. Item two, approvals. 2.1, we have a motion. Anyone care to make that motion? Councillor Ruiz?
I move to approve the agenda for April 17, 2019.
Thank you, Councillor. And a second? VP External, thank you. It has been moved and seconded to approve the agenda for April 17th, 2019. Is there any debate? President?
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to move to amend the agenda to strike item 3.1.
Thank you, President. We have a motion to amend. Is there a second? The VP Academic, thank you. It has been moved and seconded to amend the agenda to remove item 3.1. Is there any debate? Question is on the adoption of the motion to amend the agenda to remove item 3.1. All those in favor? Thank you. And opposed? Motion carries. Back to the main motion, noting that we have removed item 3.1. Is there any debate on the motion? The question is on the adoption of the motion as amended. All those in favor? Thank you. And opposed? Motion carries. Item 2.2, do we have a motion? VP Operations and Finance.
Thank you, Chair. I move to approve the minutes of March 20th, 2019.
Thank you. And a second? Vice President Student Life, thank you. It has been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of March 20th, 2019. Is there any debate? The question is on the adoption of the motion as read. All those in favor? Thank you. Opposed? Motion carries. So, three, there are no presentations for today. Item four, for information, 4.1 reports. 411, President, any oral supplements?
No, thank you, Chair.
Thank you. 412, Vice President Academic, any oral supplements?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Earlier this week, I had the opportunity to sit on two adjudication panels, the first one being for the USRI spring call. For those of you who don't know, USRI stands for the Undergraduate Student Research Initiative. And it was really awesome reading so many applications from students from many different faculties about different projects that they want to undertake this summer. We ended up funding a very high majority of them, and we also funded a few dissemination grant applications, which are not to do a project but to go and present their research at a conference or something like that. So really exciting. The second one I was a part of was the pilot project for the Open Textbook Fellowship. So we chose five projects out of the 10 applications to fund for the initial kind of kickoff of professors developing open resources for their students to use in classes. That will be free of cost. So that was really awesome. Thank you, Chair.
Excellent. Thank you. 413, Vice President External, any oral supplements?
Nothing to add. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. 414, VP Operations and Finance, any oral supplements?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I attended the UPAS Advisory Committee yesterday with the City of Edmonton and ETS. It was 15 minutes in length, so nothing really to report other than I attended the meeting and ETS is still happening. there are some schedule changes which students can all find on the ETS website, as well as updates on the LRT station closing at MATE over the summer. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. 415, Vice President Student Life, any oral supplements?
No, thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Items 416, the report from the Chief Returning Officer, And 417 Q3 financial statements are included in your package for your information. 42 executive committee minutes. The minutes of March 13th, 20th, 27th, and April 3rd are provided in your package for your information. Item 5, question period. 5.1, written questions. No written questions this time around. 5.2, oral questions. We'll take oral questions now. Councillor Stewart.
Thank you, Chair. I have a question for the President in regards to the Sandy Building Operation Transition Planning Workshop. I was curious if there's any outstanding concerns by staff who attended that workshop in regards to the building or any concerns that they had in particular, I guess. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. President?
Thank you, Chair. There's no really outstanding concerns. One of the aspects of the workshop is to kind of anticipate some risks and do what we can to mitigate them. So there was definitely a discussion of things that could go wrong. To date, nothing has really gone wrong, but I'm sure if it's something significant, Council will hear about it. The primary goal of this working group or workshop is to kind of get the very nitty-gritty details down in terms of, you know, how's key distribution going to work? How are we going to do security details and things like that? So it's very much in the on-the-ground operational details of the building. So nothing really different from what we are doing at the more, I guess, broad level. Thank you.
Thank you, President. Councillor Stewart, anything further?
I have another question for the VP External, if that's okay. I'm just curious, or first wanted to commend you on your work with the Get Out the Vote campaign. I'm just curious how many, if you know how many McEwen students were actually kind of signed up or a part of it, and kind of what that turnout was, who were involved. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. Vice President External.
Thank you, Chair. So there's about 800 students that we ended up texting and emailing. We don't know the specific amount turned out, unfortunately, but yeah, there's about 800 that were texted. A couple people responded back with text messages and said they voted, so that was nice to see. The nice thing is that that will continue for the federal election or federal Get Out the Vote campaign, so those people are added to the database. So when we run the campaign again, we'll have probably a bigger goal. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Stewart, anything further?
No, that's all. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. Other questions? Councillor Ruiz.
Thank you, Chair. My question is for the Vice President at the endowment. Can you elaborate more on your purpose supplement about the 5 out of 10 projects for open education resources?
Thank you, Councillor. Vice President?
Sure, thank you, Chair. So the people that we've chosen haven't actually been notified yet. So I can't give specific details, but two of them will be for courses that are taken by a large majority of first-year students. So two popular first-year classes have been funded. So that's kind of all I can say right now. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Vice President. Councillor Ruiz, anything further?
Not at this time. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Other questions? Councillors? Councillor Strayer?
Thank you, Chair. I'm looking at the schedule for revenue and expenses. Under Schedule 4, it says we generated $90,000 in revenue and spent $198,000. That's a loss of about $110,000. It's a substantial amount of money. So my question is for the VP of Operations, is this sustainable? Is there anything that she thinks that we can do better as she is outgoing? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. Perhaps the Vice President would like to speak to how this relates to the budget as well. Thank you, Chair.
So expenses and revenues out of Schedule 4 events are budgeted by SAMU and then passed by Council. So these are within the budgeted amounts. So from my perspective, there isn't any outstanding concern, given that this was passed by this body. To the specific dollars that were spent and generated, I can get more details to the very specific revenue and from what. I don't have that at this time. And any efforts to adapt or change these numbers are reflected in the upcoming fiscal year that was also passed by this group. And so questions around that were discussed at that table. So without clarification as to what I'm supposed to answer, I feel that the realm of the budgeting process, both last year and this year, have addressed that concern. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Vice President. Councillor Strayer, anything further?
No, I suppose not. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillors, any other questions? Going once, twice, three times. Okay. Item 6, in-camera period, no items there. Item 7, motions and business orders of the day, no items there. Item 8, consultation, governance review project. I forgot who, Vice President of Operations and Finance. Take it away.
Thank you, Chair. So I provided a, I felt, in-depth brief about kind of the project that we're hoping to undertake. Some of the facets that I felt were important for council's attention. And so I was encouraged by Bylaws and Policy Committee to submit a consultation item for this body at this time, kind of at some of these early stages. So as outlined in my consultation item attachment, I'm hoping to, hear from council as to what they see for priorities of this project, potential issues or concerns that they have, and what kind of reporting they hope to receive throughout, other than that which I've kind of outlined in that brief. So I guess this is an opportunity to kind of get some feedback on those things so that myself and the incoming Vice President of Operations and Finance, who will be taking this over, will be able to hear that and address that through this process. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Vice President. So we'll open the floor for comments. Councillors, do we need 5 minutes to review the material that was submitted? Am I seeing some nodding heads, maybe? Yeah? Okay, so unless someone disagrees, we'll recess for 5 minutes and provide you with an opportunity to review the materials in the package. Order. Just find our seats, please. Okay, now that we've had a chance to review the material or reread the material, we'll open the floor for comments. Councillors,
Councillor Newton. Thank you, Chair. I think the reason why not many people are saying anything is because it looks pretty good, and I don't think, at least speaking for myself, I don't see any issues, and I think that this looks really good. So, yeah, no worries on my end.
Succinct. Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Bauer.
As a sitting member of the Bylaw and Policy Committee, I just wanted to, I guess, bring special attention to like one of the, things that were brought up in the presentation over the course of our discussion. I think committee structure is like really going to be like one of the most important things to come out of this. So I just like to generally, crowdsource some ideas for how we can make. I think some of the ideas, like basically making some of the committees that have significant overlap maybe into slightly larger committees, having a few more students at large on committees, finding ways to engage a little bit more like that, because I feel like committees really are like the primary organs through which like we get policies done. So that would be, I guess I would just point you in a particular direction that I found particularly important. Yeah, thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Bauer. A human body analogy is always apropos at the table. Councillor Stewart?
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I think, as Councillor Newton said, it seems very succinct and like it was well like thought out, and kind of the whole purpose of it is to review some of those issues and come back with like better options or whatnot. But I would say one of the priorities I would see when you're looking at streamlining and improving our governance structure could be, again, that increased student engagement that Councillor Bauer mentioned, and opportunities for students, I think, is a big priority that we should consider, especially when it comes to our committees, as well as making sure like accountability is still there while there's still like SC still gets the information that we're supposed to, that people are held accountable within their committees. And when I say that, I also mean in terms of training and information for those committees being, I think, a bit more than they currently are, to give committees members the opportunity to really fulfill their mandate, because I'll say from experience, at least on, for example, the audit committee, for a few meetings that we had, I think we weren't even given that all the information that, as per our mandate, we were supposed to have and review. So I don't know how that works for some of the other committees, but that's definitely, I think, a concern or something that we should look towards and make sure that there's sufficient training, and as well as including other student leaders that can open the opportunity, as I've talked with Councillor Bauer, so that wasn't my original idea, but encouraging other faculties to get involved, as in, like, for audit or budget and finance committees, you can make opportunities for other students and other faculties that have more of those skills that can benefit from that experience. Maybe not on student council as a whole might not suit their needs, but by participating in committees that are relevant to their degrees. Sorry if I'm speaking on that. But I thought that was really exciting, or something we can look forward to, or even including and inviting different people from campus, because we don't have faculty councils. I think we lose a lot of engagement from individual students. So I think, yeah, the engagement and like more training, more information kind of for committees, so that we are prepared and have that accountability, is important in priorities, I would say. And I guess that the accountability also refers to the kind of reporting that we kind of get from committees and from executives as well, making sure that we do get that information and that it is available, or students can access that and know that they can access those kinds of things, I think is the biggest thing, because unless students really have a particular question, they don't really go and look, I don't think. But making it so they know that these things are available if they do have questions or concerns, and where to find them, a lot easier than having to search through themselves and trying to figure that out. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Good comments. Councillor Ruiz?
Thank you, Chair. I will say what it is being proposed was pretty good. However, I do have a question about on the proposed changes where it says that looking for operational structures that should be removed from committees. If I could get some examples as to what those operational things are and how will it affect said committees.
Thank you, Councillor. Perhaps that is to be considered, but Vice President, do you have any insight into that question?
Yes, thank you, Chair. So a drastic version would be, and this is not where I see this going, but an example that was put forward was all subcommittees of executive committee would be turned over to operations. For example, so that's about seven committees that would be removed and put into operations in a more aggressive capacity, so no longer being chaired by executive committee, for an example. That would be an example. I don't foresee that being the case, but that would be where you would see operational activities be taken out and put into operations. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Vice President. Would it be fair to say that anything is on the table and that you'll be looking at those structures and that would come back to council as for decision? Okay. Councilor Ruiz, did you have anything further on that?
Yes. Now that you think, first of all, thanks so much, Madam Vice President, for clarifying that. And that will sort of be an issue, at least for myself, as I do think that certain subcommittees from executive committee are pretty important to these bodies, such as the health and dental subcommittee. And I do think that it will be important for the council and the students at large to at least have a voice on said committees. So that will be my only objection to the proposed changes, unless, of course, we get some more information as to how that structure will work like in the future. But as of right now, that will be my only objection to the proposed changes.
Thank you, Councillor. Other comments? Councillor Drummond.
Thank you, Chair. So overall, I see this, from what I've read, as something that can be positive if done correctly. My one concern is if we are merging subcommittees as to their workload and I guess the amount of people that are working on those committees. I know a lot of these committees have huge workloads or very important mandates to the Students Association. So I'd hope to see that if mergers are happening, that we're also allocating more spots along with that, without just doing a merger and leaving out other people to work on the project, because I think it can become overwhelming very quickly if that's not done together. So I'd hope that the committee would look at making sure that those two steps are happening cohesively and not one's left out. That's where my concern comes from. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. Other comments? Councillor Hassan?
I guess mine is more so a question. I'm having a little bit of trouble understanding this. So being new to council, could we maybe elaborate on what has worked really well so far and what maybe initiated this review process, just so we can kind of understand, or I can understand what we're kind of looking at changing?
Sure. Councillor, thank you. Vice President?
Thank you, Chair. So it came about several months ago through the delegation of authority was the largest concern for operations, specifically the general manager. So there are instances where the general manager has responsibility over components of SAMU, but not the authority to do those things. That authority sits with Students Council, sometimes the executive committee. So it was a struggle for her to fully understand, you know, if I'm responsible, I should have authority for that, vice versa. And so there can often be a graying of area between the GM and the executive in terms of responsibility and authority. And so that was the discussion that kind of came out of that. And then as that is a governance function of authority and delegation of that, we did some auditing of the governance structure as a whole to see, you know, what was the fundamental issues. So so during that process, kind of everything was on the table, so to speak, as the chair mentioned. So committee structure was put in just because that is a level of delegated authority that exists within the association. So committees of Students Council have delegated authority from Students Council to do certain work and make certain decisions, and then from Executive Committee the same. So it kind of boils down to responsibility, delegation of authority, and as well some best practice. Based on the proposals that we got, it's unusual for a body of this size to have as many committees as we do. And some of the functions that you would see in kind of non-for-profit organizations aren't necessarily, they're being done, but not maybe captured in the way that they should be, kind of things like that. So it's more of let's look at this from a holistic perspective to make sure that the things that need to get done are being done, documented correctly, and that those that are responsible for those functions have the authority to do so. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Vice President. Councillor Hassan, anything further on that?
No, that was really good. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillors, any other comments? Vice President?
I've been consulted, thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Vice President. Moving on to item 9, evaluation. We'll distribute the forms. Was that crazy? You know what? The problem is that John Nebley is having terrible. And he's having a Fernando Pessoa.
Yeah, it's an individual.
Order. Nobody else filling out forms? No? Okay, item 10, recognition. Any items for recognition, Councilor Ruiz?
Thank you, Chair. As this is the last meeting for some of our members, both present and not present, I would like to say that it's been great serving with all of you. So I have served with some of you for quite a few years, while some of the others were just about a term. And I wish you all the best of luck in all of your future endeavors, and keep in touch. And I'm like, thank you for all of your great work. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Councillor. Vice President?
Thank you, Chair. I would like to recognize the Governance Assistant, as it is also her last meeting here with us. And to recognize her contribution and her work over the last 3 years, I think is really impressive, and I would like that to be documented here. Thank you, Chair.
Just for the record, Vice President, normally there would be cake, or at least that would be my expectation. Someone failed in the procurement of cake, and so here we are. Any other recognition? President.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to take this opportunity to recognize all of you fine folks around this table. For those of you who are new, you weren't around for the struggle, but we've had to make some tough decisions, and we've had to have some tough conversations. And I appreciate that all of you came to the table at least, I think, with the intention to solve those problems to the best of our abilities. And if there's anything really that has come forward, you've always been incredibly open to hearing the executive out and working with us. So very thankful for that. It's been a hell of a ride, and this is the end. So, you know, gangsters don't cry, so I won't be crying, but we'll miss this. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any other recognition? Councillor Stewart?
Thank you, Chair. I think I've left it on a good note, but I also just wanted to give some recognition for the stuff that's happened over the last month. When it comes to the Black History Month success, I guess over the last 2 months or so, and also hearing about the open textbook or open access to the textbook project that the Vice President Academic was working on, and seeing that become a success, I guess, and having that kind of go through to what looks like to be quite a few classes in the upcoming years, and that's really exciting. And I guess I want to thank all the outgoing execs again for their work and all the different projects that they've worked on and initiatives, as well as for with being open to answering my questions and having us just kind of walk into their offices when they're trying to get work done, and to talk to them about what's happening, or just being open to help us navigate this process together and learn how to do student council stuff. So I wanted to thank them for that. Thank you.
Councillor, is there any other recognition? So, Council, as is the tradition with me, I get the last piece of recognition. And so I think that original gangsters do cry. And because I am OG, that's, that's still a thing, right? That's still a thing that people say.
Yeah.
But I'm old, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And I'm glad some people are laughing. My wife doesn't laugh. I just want to say that, you know, it's always a bit bittersweet when we have new members join and some members leave. But I want to say that the that you have conducted yourselves as a council, I think, to the best that I've seen a council here, or at least to the best that I've seen a council operate here. And I think I've been here for 3 or 4 years now. I'm old again, so I don't remember. But I want to congratulate you on that. I want to say that for those of you that are departing, the experience you've gained here will be incredibly valuable to you. And I say that from experience, from sitting on the Nate Senate, as well as being an executive there for a number of years. So long, in fact, that they changed the rules to make sure that you could only be there for 2 years. And so congratulations to you. I know you will go on to do many good things, and perhaps I will be procuring your management consulting expertise in the future, as the government's got a lot of work to do with very few employees, apparently. I say that in jest. Again, thank you to those of you who are new or remaining. I think we've got a good year ahead. There's a lot of exciting things going on this council, and I'm happy to be here for another year, and so I hope you're excited as well. So with that, we will move on to item, I think it's 11, adjournment. Do we have a motion, President?
I move to adjourn.
Thank you. This motion only requires one mover and is not debatable. All those in favor? Thank you. And opposed? Motion carries. This meeting is adjourned.